Right now, we are talking with Kristen Smith of the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce with a short and sweet business beat. How are you?
Doing great, Aaron. How are you doing? How are you surviving the dog days of summer?
I'm surviving the dog days of summer by listening to Russia describe how they're totally not meddling at all in the election and laughing my head off at the fact that people might be believing them.
So you're not thinking of like cold temperatures of Russia, and that's what's
Russia's
helping you?
Russia's pretty cold.
The humor's getting you through.
The humor's getting me through at this point, honestly.
Okay.
Although that's a good point about the cold in Russia.
That's what I thought it meant, so.
Although it's really hot in the summertime is the problem. It's those like huge sweeps in the temperature that that make me not want to live in Siberia,
so,
among other things.
Whether you've got Russia or dogs or are thinking about Siberia, whatever temperature it is, the chamber really wants to help folks both promote their job openings and look for job openings.
That might have been the best segue ever, by the way.
I was really struggling.
You just went from Siberia to the job market in Chapel Hill.
Whatever. I'm hoping the job market is heating up.
There
and not
we go.
Cooling
I like
down.
It. Okay, yeah, it was
okay.
a good segue
there
to begin
go,
with. Now
go.
It's even better.
So
right.
If you are a chamber member, you can post your job through the chamber on our website by emailing me. That's ksmith@carolinachamber.org. You can find members' job postings at carolinachamber.org/jobs, and we'll put these job openings on Facebook and Twitter. And also, we're a partner with Work in the Triangle. This is a talent attraction initiative that's done through the Raleigh Chamber. And you can check out workinthetriangle.com. I looked there today, and there are plenty of job openings of members and in Chapel Hill at that workinthetriangle.com. But also, we're a region, and people are looking to work regionally. You and I both know, Aaron, from the State of the Community Report, how many folks are commuting out of county to work.
Durham
and also those coming in.
Yep.
And actually, you know, speaking of the inner city visit, I'm going to look at, I think the numbers are even higher in Boulder as far as in and out commute. But we want to connect folks with employment. So just a quick rundown of chamber members and their jobs. Walmart in New Hope Commons is having a job fair 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. August 9th. They're looking for cashiers, electronic sales associates, and folks to work in frozen and dairy. What a great way to keep cool.
If you could
spend the whole time in frozen and dairy.
Yeah, I can see that. I always get a little bit too cold when I'm in the frozen and dairy section of the grocery store. Like,
so
I'm always in the grocery store just long enough. I'd have to have a sweater.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
I'm always in there just long enough to be able to walk out and be like, the 95 degree weather. It's so nice out for a minute and a half until I get in my car.
So check that out. August 9th, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Will Johnson Building Company. They're in Southern Village. They are looking for a design associate, so someone that has that operates CAD computer software. There are a lot of acronyms that I actually had to look up when I was looking at all these job openings.
Yeah, and anytime you get into like IT and computers, like the acronyms are just through the roof.
Exactly.
Or TTR, as they say.
Speaking of acronyms and tech firms, both Three Birds Marketing and TSI Healthcare have jobs. I think it'd be awesome to work. Three Birds Marketing is an example of where the town made some investments, helping them with parking, and they have grown and multiplied. They came as a small company, relocating to Chapel Hill, and I think they've got 90 people out of their Chapel Hill office. The last time they reported to town council, I would guess that they are over 100 jobs have been created by Three Birds Marketing. They are hiring several, including some acronyms that I don't understand, but if you want to look at their joining their digital evaluation team, or if you have computer programming experience, they're looking for developers and a senior application architect. So you can either be an architect with Will Johnson Building Company, or you can be an architect at Three Birds Marketing.
Okay, I like it. A computer architect, which is nice. Yeah,
exactly.
Okay.
Owassa is hiring both a utility and maintenance mechanic in addition to an administrative assistant. And I think I've mentioned some of these before, but if you're active and you don't mind the heat and you want to be outdoors and helping people be active, Fleet Feet Sports is looking for fit specialists to add to their team. And Newland Communities, I don't know if you know this, but out at Briar Chapel, they have built close to to 25 miles a trail. That's the the full build out is going to be 25 miles. I was telling someone about this.
I knew they were building trails. I didn't know it was 25 miles.
Well, I thought they should have just gone the extra mile and made a marathon.
Oh,
in Briar Chapel. So, but Briar Chapel is looking for an activities director. Habitat for Humanity Restore is looking for both a donation warehouse coordinator and driver. If you're driving around, you can be in the cool air conditioning and helping build homes for folks because Habitat for Humanity Restore, all proceeds go to support both Habitat for Humanity of Orange County and Durham County.
And it's their 7th birthday this month, so getting the word out for people to bring as many donations as possible so they can stock those stores and make some more money for Habitat.
Yeah. When do we cut the cake?
I think they might have done it already.
We missed the cake.
They've been having the birthday thing for like all month long, so we had the live remote there earlier this month. It was a lot of fun.
But they've already cut the cake, but you too can be you can be on the floor of Habitat for Humanity Restore. They are looking for a sales floor associate, a part-time sales floor associate if you're looking for part-time work.
And it's a birthday month, so that means there doesn't have to be a cake either. Like, they may have already had a cake and cut it, but there's 4 days left in the month. If you want to apply for a job, go there with a cake and the cutting implement.
What a great tip!
To break the cake and divvy it out. I'm not saying that's going to definitely land you the job. I'm saying it isn't going to hurt.
Man, if I could hire people, I'd certainly hire the ones that brought me some cake.
Yeah, exactly.
And last but not least, our largest employer, UNC. If you go to workinthetriangle.com, a lot of the UNC positions are posted there, but you can also go to hr.unc.edu for several. They're hiring admin support, specialist and associate, a project support coordinator at the Water Institute, a study coordinator at UNC Limeburger, and a special events coordinator at UNC Kenan Flagler Business School. So
awesome.
lots of different positions that members are hiring. So the job market is hot.
Awesome. So speaking with Kristen Smith, Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce, with a short and sweet business beat, the job market is as hot as the weather is. So let's turn our attention to teachers. I know the Public School Foundation is...
They're promoting a great opportunity for local businesses that I wanted folks to make sure that they knew. I know so much about teacher hiring and teacher retention has been both a conversation statewide and locally. Mm-hmm. But for new teachers coming in, they're looking... Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools is welcoming 50 to 60 brand new teachers to the district this year, and what they want to do is have merchants kind of be together at a business showcase on August 15th at Smith Middle School. So if you are a business that wants to make sure that local new teachers, people who are brand new to the area, the chamber's going to have a table and we're going to have our relocation guide, map, and dining guide. But if you are a local business and you want to get in front of 50 to 60 brand new teachers, you can contact Erica Newkirk with the Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools. Again, this is a business showcase fair at August 15th. It's just an opportunity for local merchants to set up a table with information, and they can have offers or giveaways for teachers.
It's
really cool.
Yeah.
I think this is great. And then they are also welcoming donations of prizes or gifts for the new teachers. So this is a great way to say we value an education in the Chapel Hill Carborough City School District, and we're welcoming and hopefully both recruiting the best teachers but also retaining some of the best teachers, although I know it's an uphill battle in with the national and state climate. But I thought this was a great opportunity for local businesses to get in front of teachers.
That's really awesome. And with the national and especially the state climate being what it is, like the more that not just the local government agencies and the school districts can do, but like the business community and just sort of Chapel Hill Carborough residents in general can do to be welcoming to teachers and help them out is all the better. So is that going to be, it's going to be on August 15th at Smith Middle School. Is it going to be open just to the 50 to 60 new teachers and families, or is it going to be more open?
That's my understanding, that it's geared towards these teachers that are new to the area,
and it's
a great way to welcome to them, and the Public School Foundation is helping the school district get the word out and looking for local businesses. The Public School Foundation is an excellent way for businesses and individuals to figure out the best way they can volunteer their time and their money to support the support classrooms and extra things that are happening, and also support teachers. You know, so much of the Public School Foundation is helping teachers fund the projects that they want to do for their students.
Awesome. Okay, so Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce, Kristen Smith, Short and Sweet Business Beat, and just again for businesses that are listening to this and they're interested, how again? Who do they get in touch with?
They contact Erica Newkirk. She's the coordinator of teacher recruitment, staffing, and retention. Her email address is enewkirk@chccs.k12.nc.us.
How do you spell Newkirk?
That's a great question. is this like bocce? Like, okay.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Newkirk is the word new, like
okay,
a new
so
teacher.
Okay, so it's with a W. All right.
And Kirk, like Captain Kirk.
All right.
So.
Newkirk. There
new
we go.
Newkirk.
Oh, Chris Pine then. Awesome.
Okay,
he's
sure.
He's the new Kirk.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Sorry that the Star Trek are always lost on me. I feel like it's one of my major shortcomings on the Short and Sweet
it's
Business
not,
Meet.
Not really. So, it does, I hope it doesn't come up that often.
Well, we were talking about movies, and then I didn't even know which Star Trek they were showing on Rosemary Street.
The new one, yeah.
Now,
yeah.
And which episode are they showing on Star Wars?
Seven. The new one. Yes.
Make sure you go to Rosemary Deck to
the sequel to the sequel to the prequel.
I'm not going to try to repeat that because I know I'll get it wrong. But we hope that local businesses will come out and support and welcome new teachers to the
awesome.
District.
So, again, speaking with Kristen Smith, Chamber of Commerce, Short and Sweet Business Beat, before we let you go, word about the inner city visit, which is coming to Boulder in September. So we're only a couple months away.
I know. Again,
the countdown begins.
Like the countdown clock
I've got this giant. When we moved to University Place, I've already put in a request for like a giant like ticky clock. So whenever you come in, I could just start this like click click tick tock countdown for whatever big event you have coming up.
We're 2 months away from the 2016 Inner City Visit.
It'll be like the Doomsday Clock. It'll be like hanging on the outside, and you'll be able to see it from the chamber down the road.
An election countdown clock. That's the only countdown clock right now that matters.
Yeah.
But for me and my anxiety level, there are two months away from the 2016 Inner City Visit to Boulder, Colorado. I know I've spoken about it. On the Short and Sweet Business Beat, but just wanted to remind folks since prices will increase after Monday, after August 1st. So just want to, you know, people might say, you know, why would I want to go to the Inner City Visit? I think Mayor Tom Stevens said it best. He said, we can expect three key benefits from our excursion. First, learning directly about the practices of another community. Second, as we view another locale, we'll assuredly see things about our own community we haven't noticed before. And finally, we'll build new relationships with other leaders from our home community. Chances are good we'll have a lot of fun too. The Inner City Visit is not to be missed.
That's
so
true.
I thought that was a great way to sum up why someone should go on the Inner City Visit, and just want to let folks know because early bird pricing ends after August 1st. So go to carolinachamber.org/ICV2016 and hope we can see you in Boulder.
Yeah. So a logistical question: on August 1st, if you go, can you get the early bird pricing if you're there on Monday, or is Monday the day that it switches?
On Monday, we will honor early bird pricing.
Okay,
but
gotcha.
After Monday.
If you go on Monday, you're okay. If you go on Tuesday, you're paying more.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Awesome. So yeah, definitely go there. I've been to the last two. It's so much fun, and you do learn. You learn a lot about and Tom Stevens said it best. So, like, you learn things about your community that you didn't even notice before. Oh. Our community has this thing that you don't notice it when it's here, but you notice that it's not in some other community, and that's a big deal too.
So yeah, and we're excited. Mayor Stevens, along with Mayor Heminger, Mayor Lavelle, and County Commission Chair Earl McKee are all honorary co-chairs, and we're really excited about this trip.
It's
so
gonna be a lot of fun.
Hoping somebody from WCHL will be joining us also.
Sounds good. Kristen Smith, Short and Sweet Business Beat. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Aaron.